It's a big day in the ongoing battle against COVID-19. Arizona is receiving its first doses of the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer. Healthcare workers, emergency service providers, and long-term care staff and residents will be the first to receive the limited doses in this first round. Other essential workers and high-risk groups will also be in the first phase of distribution. This week, the first 56,000 doses will go to healthcare workers in Maricopa and Pima counties, and officials are expecting the first doses of the Moderna vaccine will arrive next week. Hundreds of millions of doses are expected by mid-spring. During a press conference on Friday, State Health Director Dr. Kara Crist said local jurisdictions will establish regional locations to vaccinate those in the first priority groups.
For example, Maricopa County will activate regional points of distribution or dispensing, or they're also called pod sites, throughout the county for the phase 1A groups. So over the next several weeks, this will include 5 drive-through vaccination sites across the county.
Crist cautioned that even those who receive the vaccine should continue practicing other public health guidelines. The goal is to reach herd immunity before we scale back on things like wearing masks and limiting group activities. But we don't know yet when exactly there will be enough doses for everyone.
So while we don't know exactly when we'll have enough vaccine available for everyone who chooses to be vaccinated to get vaccinated, we do know that next week we should start receiving the first doses.
And a quick reminder that Crist's press conference was on Friday, so when she says next week, she's actually referring to this week. Another important note on what we just heard, Crist made a point to mention people who choose to be vaccinated. That's because no one will be required to receive a vaccine, including those in long-term care.
We are not mandating vaccine for anybody, so people can decline. It's not going to be a mandate in these facilities. And even if they don't get it the first go around, that doesn't mean that they're prohibited from getting it once we move on to the phases.
Meanwhile, hospital staff are still bracing for more severe cases before enough of the vaccine can reach the general public. And the stress is showing in some unexpected ways. An ER doctor at the Yuma Regional Medical Center says he was fired over a social media post about the lack of ICU beds in the state, a reality that multiple hospital officials and frontline workers have shared. Dr. Cleavon Gilman says he has lost trust with officials at the Yuma Center. And though officials say he was scheduled to work over the weekend, Gilman told KAWC he wouldn't be there.
I can't trust a place that would do that to an Iraq war veteran and a person who's been very outspoken about the pandemic and trying to raise awareness about this. And then to just not allow me to work during this surge.
The State Department of Health Services is reporting 11,795 new cases of COVID-19 in the state today. That is despite typically lower numbers on Mondays due to a lag in weekend reporting. More than 420,000 cases have now been confirmed in Arizona since the start of the pandemic, and the state's positivity rate was the highest in the nation last week, signaling more to come.
Now we turn to Anne-Marie Alameddine, President and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association, to talk more about this. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what are you hearing from your members? I mean, we're seeing 90%+ of ICU beds in use. Inpatient bed use is right around that number as well. We heard from the head of the Yuma Regional Medical Center that they're essentially full. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that across the state from all hospitals in our communities, that hospitals are full, that hospital staff are tired, and we need the community's help to stop this spread. We see viral transmission rate the highest that we have seen, and people need to act, and they need to act now.
Are you hearing that hospitals are worried that they are going to have to start turning people away, that they're not going to have room, that they're not going to have staff for all the patients that they have?
So hospitals, it's not that hospitals will be turning patients away, but we will be entering in, and some hospitals have entered, different standards of care. We have our normal standards of care when hospital capacity is at a normal level. We have then two other levels as hospital strain increases. We have contingency standards of care, and we have crisis standards of care. So we will take all patients as they come to our doors. We're available 24/7, but it's what standard of care patients will be receiving in the hospitals, and we want to provide that standard of care that is typical that all hospitals expect when they come to the hospital.
Anne Marie, do you feel as we look at this vaccine plan and expect doses to be coming to healthcare workers in hospitals very soon, do you feel the plan is it as it stands where you would like it to be? Do you feel confident we'll be seeing some results of this soon for people?
Absolutely, and that's what I think is so hard for us in the hospital community to realize. The vaccine is almost here. We are awaiting these doses, and we just need our community to act now because we've made it so far, and we can sort of buckle down again and keep our communities and our healthcare workers safe. But yes, Department of Health Services and County Public Health have been working very closely to develop a thoughtful, comprehensive plan that really takes care of communities across Arizona. And so we are looking forward to activating that plan as the vaccine gets into all of those counties across the state.
How are you hearing about what hospitals plan to do in terms of maybe spacing out when their doctors, nurses, other providers get vaccinated? Because there have been instances, for example, where, you know, somebody who gets the vaccine can come down with a fever. I imagine you don't want, for example, all ER docs out at the same time because they've been inoculated and have a fever while their body responds to the vaccine.
Yeah, hospitals are being very thoughtful about how to roll this out to their healthcare workers and are not, in many cases, mandating that the vaccine be taken by healthcare workers, but strongly encouraging it, much like the flu vaccine. But yeah, I'm making sure with staffing stretched already, we can't afford to have our clinical staff out as they potentially might be having some side effects that are very manageable and certainly nothing compared to having COVID and being symptomatic.
What are you hearing in terms of how many doses hospitals in the state may be getting of the vaccine in the next couple of weeks? How long do you think it might take for, you know, a significant number of healthcare workers in the state to be vaccinated and feel safe here?
You know, we know that we have 380 doses coming by the end of this month. And then we're going to need, of course, these vaccines require a second dose. We're going to have that again the next month so that those workers can get the second dose and our vulnerable communities in long-term care. You know, it's being allocated by Department of Health Services and the county according to the population of the healthcare workers and vulnerable patients in that community. So I would anticipate by February, March, that first tier of priority priority communities and healthcare workers would be met.
Anne Marie, very quickly, just before we let you go, are hospitals talking about reducing or eliminating elective surgeries now like they had to do earlier this year?
So hospitals have been actively managing this on a daily basis and, you know, pulling back on electives to make sure that there's adequate capacity. You know, it's a very complicated and important decision for the hospital to decide because elective surgery sort of implies that it, you know, it might be something that is not critically needed for the health of a patient. It could be medically necessary, but elective. And so we still want to make sure that patients who need these critical procedures have that ability to get that. So it's being actively managed. Hospitals have pulled back on electives and will continue to do so to protect the health of their patients and their community.
All right. That is Anne Marie Alameddine, President and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Anne Marie, nice to talk to you again. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you, everyone. Take care and stay at home.